Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Some sad news from Cork today, as the restaurant that an awful lot of you will know, Nash 19, an institution in the city for the last three decades, has closed its doors for the last time. Owner Claire Nash has cited soaring costs as a cause, and this echoes concerns that had been voiced by so many in the hospitality sector as 2024 approached. I'm joined now on the line by Gina Murphy, who's owner of Hugo's Restaurant in Dublin, and also by Roisin Garvey, who's Green Party Senator and spokesperson for Enterprise, Trade and Employment. You're both very welcome to the programme. Can I turn to you first of all, Gina, because I know you know Claire of Nash 19. Were you talking to her in contact with her at all today?
Hi, Cormac. Yes, I texted her. I didn't call her because I know, you know, it's an awful difficult day for her and for all her staff. I mean, it's heartbreaking, you know, to close a business. Nobody goes into business to go out of business.
Yeah, three decades.
You know, you do it. And she's a phenomenally hardworking woman. You know, and she's put her heart and soul into that business. And in the street, look at all that she did for outdoor dining in Cork during COVID. She's a powerhouse.
Yeah.
So when you see somebody like her closing the doors, you have to appreciate that we're not crying poor mouth here. This is real. Mm. This is a real perfect storm that's happening to the hospitality industry. And it's really time that people started listening to us.
And it's incredible as well. She cited soaring costs. And when a business like Nash 19, with a great reputation, great goodwill, I'm sure, in the city as well, when a company and a business like that goes out of business, it's surely because of soaring costs.
Absolutely. I mean, it really has been one thing after another for us since COVID. I mean, COVID has brought changes and situations to the hospitality industry that nobody could have ever foreseen. And that topped with, you know, everything. Our utility bills have gone through the roof since the war in Ukraine started. Just rising costs across the board. I mean, it's worldwide, but I mean, it's very particular here in Ireland that the cost of doing business has dramatically increased, and it's put us all in a very difficult position because you know, without stating the obvious, but restaurants work on the tightest of margins.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, our the cost of doing business is, we have to monitor every single thing, every single penny that's spent on purchases, on, you know, things that are necessary for the business to operate. You know, we have to watch them so carefully.
So what do you say to Roisin Garvey? And I'll bring her in just a second. But what do you say to Roisin Garvey, whose party is one of the coalition partners? Is there anything within the government's control?
Well, I mean, the VAT, straight off the back, the VAT is just, it's a huge part of our costs. So basically, the 9% VAT rate was introduced by Michael Noonan in 2011. For many businesses, that's all they know. They've built their business models on a 9% VAT rate. When you put that up by 50%, because that's what the increase is, it's 50% of an increase in the tax that we have to pay over. So basically, restaurants are tax collectors. Anybody who has to pay VAT, we are just tax collectors on behalf of the government. So it's really a tax on the consumer. But what it means is that we have to build that cost into our prices so that we can collect the tax for the government. Mm-hmm. When you put a 50% increase, it puts our prices up. And especially now in a time where we're dealing with inflation at levels that haven't been seen in the longest of times, you know, in economic times, you know, putting a charge up by 50%.
Okay.
There's just no margin for it in our prices.
Stay with me,
we can't,
Gina,
absorb it.
Stay with me. Let me bring in Roisin Garvey. You were warned about the VAT, Roisin.
Yeah, and I mean, I think she makes a very valid point. I think the small businesses are being shafted, and I think big businesses are getting a lot more support than small businesses. I don't think we're taking it seriously enough in some ways. And
as
I did a whole
government
pre-budget submission. I'm afraid so, the government, yeah. I mean, two of my sisters have small businesses. One has two cafes and one has a cheese business. And I know firsthand the struggles that they have been going through and the rising costs. And I know that place, Nash, and that woman has been in that business every single day and working her heart out. That business should be a success. Mm-hmm. She should not have to close her doors. I do believe the VAT being raised at this time is really bad timing. I do believe we have done some work in helping because of the Ukrainian crisis stuff, but I do think we have a lot more to do, and I don't think we're taking the small businesses seriously in the crisis they're in, because I see another bakery closed there in East Clare recently that's been there for years.
Why?
And I just think because of rising costs as well.
Yeah.
And I think we don't realise there's also a huge value with regards to small businesses being the life and soul of every town and village and main street and cities as well. And what's happening more and more now is they're becoming empty buildings and people are driving out to these big business units instead, which is soul destroying for any town or village.
And the increased minimum wage,
the increase in minimum wage, that is a thing that has to happen. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if we're going to expect small businesses, we can't treat them the same as huge multinationals and, you know, private companies that have huge profits. We have to give them some supports. I do think we need to look at the PRSI side of it. And I said this to Minister Coveney. I mean, I did a huge pre-budget submission to him as Enterprise Trade and Employment spokesperson, just focusing on small businesses. And I did get some wins on further funding for energy cost supports. But I have to say, I don't think it's just the government's fault. We have Enterprise Ireland and we have the local enterprise offices too. I don't think they're doing enough. I don't think they're taking it seriously enough. We haven't had them into the
Committee.
Let's
stick with the government for a second. What about rates and the costs of legal costs, for example, insurance costs, energy costs? Is enough being done by government there?
No, I think in the energy costs, I was just going to say that there is some stuff. Like, I know my colleague, Minister Eamon Ryan, has had more success in providing grants to businesses for solar panels than maybe we have under Enterprise Trade and Employment around bringing down the bills. I know there's about 140,000 solar panels going up on businesses, but that only helps if you own your building. We have lots of businesses that are renting their tenants. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to put an onus on the landlords to make sure they have to avail and bring up their BER rating, because what's the point in having a grant for a business if they can't apply for the solar panels or attic insulation or whatever it is? I do think that we have lost our priorities because, you know, big businesses are great and all, but the small businesses are the life and soul of every town and city in this country.
Can I get Gina to respond to that? You're being shafted as a small business.
I think every small business across the country is under severe pressure at the moment. But I mean, you have to look at hospitality in a special light. Hospitality and tourism in this country employs 1 in 10 people. Now, if the government can't look after 1/10 of the workforce and protect the environment in which we do business, then there's something fundamentally wrong. So they need to start listening to us. And look, I've been saying this for months that this is going to happen. The warehouse VAT is coming back on everybody and the increase in VAT. It's like a perfect storm. The utility bills, I mean, they've come down ever so slightly. But I'll give you an example. Pre-war in Ukraine, my utility bills in the restaurant used to be about $4,000 every 2 months. Mm-hmm. Last year, they hit 16,000.
Wow.
Okay.
For 2 months?
For 2 months. My last bill in, and we're only operating 4 lunches and 6 nights. We were a 7-day operation when the bills were 4,000. Now, post-COVID and different working environments and people working from home, our trading hours have changed. So we're 4 lunches, 6 nights, and my bills hit over 16,000. My last bill in was just €200 short of €12,000.
How much now, how much pressure are you
How
under,
many
Gina?
Cups of coffee?
Yeah.
I think if we as an industry, you know, our goal this year is to break even and stay afloat. And that should not be the case, okay? Like I say, you take Claire Nash, right? Phenomenal businesswoman and a hard-working girl that was there every single day. And if she can't make it work, then people need to start listening to us that it's too difficult to trade. And the government is supposed to be protecting us, and they're not listening. And it's very frustrating for everybody. You know, with the warehouse VAT coming back and the increase in VAT, it's a cost that many places just cannot carry.
Would it help if and let me bring in Roisin just a second, but let me ask you, Gina, would it help if some of the warehouse VAT was wiped off? Would that be possible even?
I don't know if that's possible. I mean, it is a debt due, but I mean, the increase in the VAT on top of it just makes it extremely difficult. What it's going to do, the knock-on effect is this. Prices are going to rise and it's going to become more expensive to go to your local cafe and to go to your restaurant. And that has to be accepted. That in turn hits inflation. It's like a vicious circle.
It's a vicious circle, yeah. Let me bring in Roisin here.
The government, could I just say one more thing?
Sorry,
where the government could step in here is, you know, putting a cap on profits of the utility companies and helping us out there. Look at the difference in bills that I just explained to you. You know, that's not sustainable in any way or form. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we're doing it, and but no business should be aiming to break even.
Well, they've rejected the price caps, haven't you, Roisin, as a government? What are you telling?
Well, I know Eamon Ryan has been worked on the windfall tax, and they're looking at putting the money back into small businesses. So
it's a long time coming. What are you telling small business in, like Gina's? I mean, for an increase in one utility bill from 4,000 every 2 months to 16,000, that is unsustainable.
Well, one of the things I keep telling businesses, and I wish the local enterprise offices, and I wish we had a national TV campaign or social media campaign around this. There is a 2-day free energy audit that people can get for their businesses that can be carried out for free. And then as a follow-up to that, there is a grant that's linked to that audit. But a lot of businesses don't know about that. And I think that's the first thing that every Leo should be running at the moment. And I don't see it as a priority because, there's no point in having workshops for startups if they're all going to be ending up as shutdowns. We need to protect the businesses that are already there.
But can I say this respectfully to you? Listening to Gina, it strikes me straight away that a 2-day energy audit is not what she needs. She needs financial help quickly.
Yeah, I mean, there is going to be that increased cost of business grant coming in the coming weeks. It'll see about 5,000 being provided to over 140,000 businesses. It's not going to save every business, but it is coming in the next few weeks. Like, each business is very unique, and it's wrong that those businesses have quadrupled, like, or those bills have quadrupled like that for Gina. And I really think that it's because we're not realising how important our small businesses are. I actually believe they employ a lot more than 10% of the people. I know in Clare it's about 70% of the employees' jobs are coming from the SME sector. But I think we're not taking it seriously enough.
Okay, so apart from saying, as a government representative or one of the parties, apart from saying that you're not taking it seriously enough in government, can you tell us, or small business listening, of any plan or any idea within government that is going to help small business facing the challenge they're facing at the moment?
Yeah, I think one of the things, like I said there, that I think if you own the building, there is some good funding there for making your building more energy efficient. I do think, though, that we during COVID gave a lot of loans, short-term loans out to businesses. I think one of the huge things we should do is increase the lifetime of those loans. They're like 5-year loans, and now lots of small businesses are getting caught to pay them all back. And if we don't extend that to a 10 or 15-year payback, business will close as a result. So I think one of the things we should do is straight away, those loans that were given out during COVID, they need to be extended. Their lifetime needs to be extended to help the business budget to pay them back over a longer period of time. Mm-hmm. I do think the energy audit, you know, one of the biggest costs for business is their energy costs. So I do think that the energy audit is something that people should take seriously and carry out. And I did get grants in the last budget from Simon Coveney that are directly linked to the findings of that audit.
Okay.
Well, I don't have all the solutions. I won't even pretend to.
Okay. Look, Roisin Garvey of the Green Party, thank you very much indeed. Gina Murphy of Hugo's Restaurant in Dublin, thank you very much indeed for joining us as well. If you're a small business owner, please get in contact. 51551.